Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 436 for Wednesday, June the 15th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower in choppy trading Wednesday, once again influenced by losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $3.50 to $5 lower, with the July contract down $3.60 at $522.70 a ton, while the November contract checked in at $526.30 a ton. It was down $3.70. Malaysian palm oil futures struck their lowest point in 4 months, and that helped to weigh down canola. European rapeseed futures and crude oil were both weaker, and that was bearish. Oilseed crops across North America are generally looking quite good. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to buyers. Commercial demand has also been fairly steady. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 6 to 7 cents lower. The July contract was at $4.28 a bushel. The market felt pressure by weather forecasts calling for rain in the U.S. Midwest. If that comes to pass, it will help crops suffering from dryness right before the crucial pollination phase kicks in. The U.S. crop is better than most years, and that was bearish. As well, there seems to be anxiety over whether the U.S. Federal Reserve will announce an interest rate cut or not, and also about whether Britain will exit the European Union. Soybeans were 11 to 13 cents lower. The July contract checked in at $11.56 a bushel. Soybeans were also weighed down by forecasts calling for upcoming rain showers. In fact, some forecasters say the weather model stretching into July also looks like it will bring more precipitation than initially thought. Wheat was 6 to 7 cents lower, with the July contract checking in at $4.78 a bushel. The U.S. wheat harvest is off to a good start in the U.S. Southern Plains that is only expected to add to the large global supplies of wheat around the world. Farmers in Australia are also busy planting this week after receiving some unexpected rains in the southeastern portion of the country. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 15th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.